The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This group is going to be etched in history forever, and that's pretty effing special.
The fans in Montreal, come on. They acted like they won the Stanley Cup last game. You kidding me?
The cup runneth over. Kucherov backed it up and did it again last night, this Lightning team. And game two tonight of the NBA. Let's go.
Kind of salty for a winner, right? I mean, you just won.
Tony, you should take off your shirt. You'll be the first.
Pretty bleeping special with Steven Stamkos said. A cup that makes you want to take your shirt off, right? Do we want more from Nikita Kucherov? How the Lightning dominated the NHL the last two seasons, the two most bizarre seasons in sports history, and what it means is where we start. Frank Isola, these two cups over the last 9 months, how do you view the Lightning, this dynastic great run they're on in a peculiar time?
Well, they've certainly been the best team. They've really been the best team for the last 3 years. The problem was, two seasons ago, they got swept by Columbus, and they got outscored 19-8. But you know what? In this condensed two seasons that they played, they were the most dominant team. Did they somewhat circumvent the regular season because Kucherov didn't play, but he was available for game one of the playoffs? Absolutely. But you know what? It is a special team. And before L steals my line, you know, that magic of Tom Brady showing up in Tampa did so much. That really was the combination right there.
Circumnavigate. Hey, Magellan, circumnavigate yourself to the end of the line here. Duncan, how about you?
Oh, God. It's always about Tom. Enough of him. I think it's right. Like, it's wildly impressive. It was done in a 9-month span, right? Them going back to back. And if I'm Nikita Kucherov, I'm also taking my shirt off. Think about the fact that all of this was in part made possible because he had hip surgery. Because he had a hip injury, they were able to largely keep this roster intact, right? Yeah. Something that they thought they were going to have to blow up after last year. And he was then available to come and help them win Lord Stanley's Cup. I think it's impressive. And I would say this, we don't have to just write it off as peculiar times. They've won 15 postseason series since 2015. Yeah. Nobody's won more than 9 in that span. That's pretty impressive and has nothing to do with Tom Brady.
Yes, of course. Are you calling this a dynasty then, L? I mean, it's two in a row, and then there's that unfortunate postseason right before. Are you calling it a dynasty?
I feel like we love to ascribe dynasties as like 3 and a 4 or 5 year span. So not yet, okay. But also I'm not just writing off.
I wasn't sure if you were calling it that. Sarah Spain, what do you call this run by the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Well, I just want to double check. Was that a Bill and Ted reference from you? Because if so, I just want to say San Dimas High School football rules. And if not, my bad. I'm not calling it dynastic yet because, as Elle pointed out, we usually need to see three. I'm going to call it dynastish because I still do think that their dominance is really impressive. This is a team that's outscored opponents by 50 goals in the last two postseasons. Ooh. They're consistent. They're undefeated in games after a loss in the last two postseasons. Ooh. They're smart. We talked about Kucherov. They managed to maneuver their way legally and with NHL approval through the many rules to put themselves in a position to win. And they, via trades and drafts, 10 of the players that they personally drafted contributed to this cup. This team was well built. So you could complain about it, but you're probably just mad that your team didn't do it the way they did. And so I'm going dynastish.
Okay. Kevin Blackstone, having seen a relatively recent Stanley Cup champion not be able to put it together again in Washington, as you like to bring up, do you think of Tampa Bay as circumventers? Do you think of them as dynastish? What do you think of them after this two-year run?
I think of them as damn nasty. And because I have to throw in that previous season that
really
Frank
good,
mentioned, yeah. where they were President Trophy winners, right? And not only that, to add on to what Sarah just said, I think I read that they lost 7 games in regulation the last 2 years. Just 7 games in regulation. Yeah. So these
exactly
guys were putting it on
postseason.
Everybody. And, of course, they have a former Hart Trophy winner in Kucherov. And, you know, I know there was a lot of chatter out there about the salary cap and everything. But last night, the players they had on the ice, only $3 million over the cap at this point. So this was a team that played by the rules that everybody else had and was able to hammer people for basically 2 seasons now.
Damn nasty. Hello, nasty. There you go, Stone. Frank, I saw the last word after the horn.
And Sarah mentioned that record after a loss, 14-0 over the past 2 postseasons. Let's give the goaltender Vasilevskiy a lot of credit here. You know, if he did play in a big market, we're making fun of Tampa. If he played in Montreal like Patrick Waugh, if he played in Detroit like Dominic Hasek, we might look at him a lot differently. That is a big-time stud player that they have in goal.
I don't think we were making fun of Tampa, Frank. We were making fun of you for bringing it going straight to Tom Brady. That's what you're making fun of.
I just wanted to get on.
How about the Tampa mayor, Jane Castor? She called the shot. It's not often you want to tempt karma and say, I hope we lose on the road so we come home and win. They went home and they won. You know, they didn't get a chance to win in front of the home.
The owner wanted
the Hubble,
that.
And they did it 2 in 9 months. You never get to win 2 championships in 9 months. Tampa Bay just did it. Title town right now for Tampa. A point for everybody. We move on. Phoenix tonight, game 2 of the NBA Finals. I'm not loving the logo. Can I say that before anyone else says it? Can they bring back the script of the 90s?
Yes.
Questions for tonight's game 2. Can Chris Paul orchestrate again like he did in game 1? And will Giannis look completely healthy again like he amazingly did in game 1? For starters, Milwaukee's perspective, Sarah Spain, excuse me. What do the Bucks need to change most to even this series?
A couple things that actually shouldn't be too tough for them because they're things that they do well. One of them is play cleaner defense. Don't send the Suns to the line as often as they went in the first game. 25 of 26 from the free throw line. That's given up too many points there that are too easy for the Suns. They also have to be able to be more flexible on their pick and roll defense. They got dogged all season long for dropping their big man instead of switching it. And in this case, they decided to start switching and they got burned by it. You can't pick one or the other. Chris Paul is too good with that and Ayton is too mobile of a big man, but you got to give them different looks so that each time they can't so easily manipulate you, and they have to figure out how to better balance the use of Giannis as their big man versus Lopez. They can't entirely get rid of Lopez. They don't have the depth board, and he gives them a lot on both ends, but they also need to figure out to have him not get out there so much because he's getting abused by Chris Paul.
So is that it? That's all they have to do?
I mean, there's some more, but I'll start with
that. You know,
when
you learn how to type it's words per minute, that was, well, I mean, spoken words per minute that has to set the record there, 190 words per minute from Spain. Black as stone. From Milwaukee's perspective, things they need to change tonight to even up this series?
The final score, and that's about it. I mean, I don't think that they did too much wrong the other night. I mean, you look at it, they shot just about the same percentage from the field. They outshot them from the three-point line, out-rebounded them, had more assists. Their problem was, to Sarah's point, they gave up 44 points in a paint to a team that is smaller. That should not happen. They were also only 9 of 16 from the free throw line. They need to get to the line more. They need to limit the Suns' trips to the line, and they need to shoot better than 56% from the line. But don't make an adjustment. Don't go smaller. Leave Lopez out there. Make him punish smaller people in the paint. And don't move. I don't want to move Giannis to the 5. Keep him where he's most lethal, which is at the 4 and beating up smaller people. So I would not change.
I got a lot of panelists shaking their head no there on some of Blackstone's status quo. Keep it the way it was. Frank, I sold it to you now.
Yeah, I like Giannis much better when he's playing center. That's their best lineup, I think. You know, the one thing about, you know, what the Bucks did in game 1, they did miss 19 shots in the paint, which is a lot for them. But this team has a bad habit of always losing game 1. Over the past 2 postseasons, they've lost game 1 in 5 of the 6 series that they played. And this year, they beat Miami in game 1, and they didn't even play well. So they do have a habit of making adjustments. What would concern me is that they shot the ball well from the perimeter. They outscored Phoenix by 15 points on 3-pointers. Are they going to shoot that well again? So they got a problem. They got to figure out that defense on pick and roll coverage with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I know it's a boring thing to talk about, but that's something that they have to figure out because Brook Lopez, just like in the Nets series, just like in the Atlanta series, got exposed a lot in those type of coverage.
Brian, can I drill down just for a second? Kevin thinks Giannis should be playing the 4. That's their best lineup. You disagree with that. You think the 5. Why?
I just do. I think it gives you a little bit more shooting on the court. It's going to force DeAndre Ayton away from the basket if he's going to guard Giannis. And at times, because of the knee injury that Giannis had, they put him in the post a little bit more, which is where everybody wants to see him. Remember, the biggest basket that he scored this year was the tying basket against the Brooklyn Nets when he posted up Kevin Durant to make it 111 all in overtime of Game 7. He can operate down there. That's where they need to get him the ball.
El Duncan.
I mean, I can tell you why he needs to play the five. It's literally the only thing that worked in Game 1. Like, I think Lopez and Portis played 24 seconds in the fourth quarter, and wouldn't you know, they ended up bridging that gap. It went from a 20-point lead to a 7-point lead. Like, that's the only thing that actually worked. Like, to me, the only thing, and it's a very small thing, that the Bucks need to do better is just figure out their entire identity. I mean,
is that it?
So
oh, okay, fine.
They're so up and down. It's like sometimes they are just absolutely dominant in the paint, and then other games they just decide to settle in the perimeter. They don't assert themselves. In fact, the only time we've seen them consistently assert themselves was in Game 5 and 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And wouldn't you know, they didn't have Giannis then, so they need to figure it out. I love that KB and Sarah think the one thing that has been the biggest criticism of Coach Bud through his career is exactly what he should do. More of the same. No!
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Go ahead.
Also, worth noting, by the way, and especially to Frank's point, to Frank's point as well, worth noting, we all talked about they need to get more aggressive and get more foul calls so that they go to the line more. Sarge is out. They have a lot less depth in there. If you go after Ayton and you take away his ability to be in the game because you get him in foul trouble or otherwise, that's going to be a big hole for them.
So, and that was the run they made at the fourth quarter. I know, Duncan, you put that to getting Portis out of the lineup. It was also because Ayton was resting at that point. Blackstone, last word.
Jrue Holiday, clean it up. 13 turnovers as a team. He had some bad ones down the line.
Make a pick for tonight, L. Duncan. Who you got, Game 2?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bucks because despite everything I said, I wouldn't be that upset if I was.
Despite everything I said? Well, you should have told us that earlier. I told that. Who you got tonight?
The home team, Phoenix.
Blackstone.
Deer.
And Spain.
Bucks.
All right. Coming up will be buy or sell. Oh, I'm reminded of a moment from yesterday's show. Roll it.
It's worth noting that the Chicago Cubs are 0-11 right now on an 11-game losing streak. And the reason, I just want to point this out, might be because Sarah Spain filled in as host of the show and then on ESPN Daily.
Oh, my goodness. What is happening? A menace to society. Sarah, how do you respond?
I respond by saying the Cubs won last night. And you're welcome for me doing your job for you.
That's actually true.
See if I come back and slip it in those skinny jeans again.
We're back by ourselves in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
News of the day from Tokyo. No spectators allowed at the Tokyo venues for this upcoming Olympics. Games start 2 weeks from tomorrow, which is already today in Japan. And no spectators for the Tokyo venues. Sarah, does the Olympics lose something without fans?
I'll start by saying I think that this is the right move, a necessary move. It does lose something. Any sporting event loses something without fans. But I will say that the Olympics, for the way most of us digest them, is here's a package feature on how great this person is and why they're interesting. Now here's the competition. It's different than watching full games the way we do for a lot of stuff here, and I don't think we'll miss it as much as we would for our sports here.
Kevin Blackstone?
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, you know, the Olympics are not necessarily a spectator sport, except with the exception of maybe track and field, maybe some swimming. I mean, I'm not going to be tuning in to watch the fans. I'm just tuning in to watch the events. And isn't this really just emblematic of the way we watch sports for much of the last year with no fans?
Frank Isola, the Olympics without fans, how will you be watching it?
It's a massive loss for the host nation. I remember in 2004 being in Athens when Greece played the United States in basketball. One of the best environments I've been at. When you see the 100-meter dash and those guys are lining up in a full stadium and you hear the roar of the crowd, there's nothing like it. Too bad for the people of Japan.
And L. Duncan.
It's absolutely the right move because I believe that Japan's vaccination rate is 15% right now, and we have heard for months the Japanese people say, we don't want the Olympics here, like at all. Why are you doing this? We're in a state of emergency. This is not okay. So for the IOC, this is the best case scenario in terms of they'll lose $800 million, but they'll keep the rest of the $1 billion that went into the Olympics. As far as the impact, of course, you want to have fans in the stands, but let's be real, most of the sports that we love, it doesn't come into play anyway, so it doesn't bother me a bit.
Buy or sell two, the lowest ERA for a pitcher at the All-Star break in baseball history. It's Bob Gibson, 106-68. Jacob DeGrom was there, but then he let up two yesterday to get him over the number. He's 108 for the season. First time he's been over one all season. Mets could start him Sunday on short rest, but it's likely he's done for the first half. DeGrom said he's going to skip the All-Star game to spend time with his family and get healthy. We've heard Carlos Correa will also skip the All-Star game. His wife is expecting. Jose Altuve also declining the invite to Denver. But Kevin, DeGrom is the number one or number two best story in baseball. Otani, the other, all season. You think he has a responsibility to appear at the All-Star game?
I think he has a responsibility to the Mets organization, to the fans. I mean, this is a guy who's had some right shoulder issues this year. Missed a start here or there, flexor issue, whatever that is. I don't even know if I have one. So you know what? Rest. It's all about the team. It's not about the All-Star.
Love the way you say it, too. It sounds like it's a villain in the Transformers or He-Man, Flexor. Isola, how about you?
Yeah, the game is for the fans, and the fans are going to lose because you would get a possibility. DeGrom will start. You face Shohei Ohtani. That's the matchup everybody wants to see. Why not just pitch one inning, get on a plane after the inning, and go home back to New York?
All right, so you think he has a responsibility to go to the All-Star game and pitch in the All-Star game?
Well, I'm not going to say that. If he's injured and he doesn't want to do it, that's one thing. But once again, it's only one inning, maybe 15.
It sounds like you're saying that. You're saying, I'm not going to say that, but it sounds like you're saying that, Frank Isola. L. Duncan, how about you?
I mean, yeah, All-Star games are for fans, but you know what fans like even more than meaningless exhibition games? Winning playoff games! And that is exactly what DeGrom is there to do. He is beholden to his team and the pursuit of a championship. He has been injured. He's the best pitcher in the game. Shut it down. No one cares. This is the Shohei Ohtani story. That's all anybody's tuning in for. We're all about it. You can take the night off.
Okay. And Sarah Spain, how about you?
I agree with half of that. It is the Shohei story, but plenty of people would love to see DeGrom pitch in the All-Star game. I would love to see it, but even more so, I would love to see him successfully finish the second half and then lead his team in the postseason, because what we've seen from him all year is much more important than that one inning or so. So I think it's right to get healthy.
Fire cell three, Colin McHugh's, Josh Fleming's, Diego Castillo's, Matt Weisler's, Peter Fairbanks' 7-inning no-hitter last night. Tampa over Cleveland in the second game of their doubleheader. Frank, how do you count a 5-pitcher, 7-inning no-hitter?
Tony, 18 years ago, 6 Houston Astro pitchers shut out or no-hit the Yankees. That was 9-inning game. Come on. This is all tainted. The idea that they play 7 innings is a joke to begin with. Good job by the Rays. It's not a no-hitter.
L. Duncan.
One pitcher pitching 9 innings is a no-hitter.
Yeah, it's not a no-hitter, and it's already been done this year. In fact, pitching a no-hitter is not even that impressive anymore because there's been 7 this year. So, you know what? None of them matter.
I think Frank's cab is calling because they know he's going to be eliminated first. How about you, Sarah Spade?
they all have a place, whether it's many pitchers or one. The real ones we talk about are one pitcher, nine innings. More importantly, the Cleveland Indians are the first team since the 1906 Brooklyn Superbas to get no-hit three times in the same season already. Let's talk about that. That's a record.
Superbo stat there from Spain. And how about you, Stone?
Another minutia record for the baseball books. I mean, as if they already don't have enough. But the big thing here, I'm still ticked off about, and Frank kind of mentioned it, seven-inning baseball. What is that all about? I've already been to two of these as a fan. Major League Baseball, you owe
Duncan,
me.
Duncan, what do you have for us?
You owe me four innings.
I'm sorry. Come I on. Just, real fast, do you guys seriously watch the All-Star game and go like, oh, my God, did you watch that ace strike out three people? Those are your
yes.
biggest takeaways?
Yes.
You care about
yes.
stuff like that?
That conversation. What are you trying to do, Duncan? Spade Stone Showdown. 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is coming home. Or sta dando a Rome. We'll find out Sunday, but how England made the finals of the Euros, this penalty call in the box, in extra time, to set up the game-winning PK. Sarah, are you making that call?
As someone who is very familiar with drama, I could see a good acting job, and absolutely not. That call was brutal, and so was that penalty shot. They didn't deserve it.
Who thought that Hugh Hollins would all of a sudden arise in the Euros? Good grief. Horrible call. And Sterling, by the way, has a reputation as being a guy that takes a dive. Man, did they get beat on that.
Sterling has a reputation. Everybody
almost
has
soccer.
A reputation.
You
know? we'll split the point. We'll move on. Showdown 2. Home Run Derby Field is set. Otani, Gallo, Olsen, Perez, Alonso, Mancini, Story and Soto. KB, is this the best lineup possible for this season? And who you got?
Well, it's the best one minus Schwarber, who's obviously hurt. But I got Story. Who knows the thin air of Denver any better than Story, who plays there half the season? Come on. He's got an inside
Interesting.
track.
Interesting. Okay, the inside track to me goes to the guy who might hit 60 home runs this year, Shohei Ohtani. That is my favorite. Trey Mancini, a great story, though. That would be a fun one to see win.
Mm-hmm. He knows the thin air. I think the air is, everybody's got an idea of the air. FaceTime goes to Sarah Spade.
Oh, my gosh. Let me first start by saying it is so nice to get to 100 wins, 100 shows faster than Pablo did yesterday. But that's a conversation for another time.
Oh.
I wanted to point out that Heinz is solving America's biggest problem. We have many, but this is the real big one. Hot dogs come in packages of 10. Hot dog buns come in packages of 8. Heinz is finally appealing to Big Wiener and Big Bun and saying, come together, please, and solve this problem for us. Get your goals together and give us 10 buns and 10 wieners every time.
Oh, boy. Sarah Spade, congrats on 100 career wins. I'm just happy we all still have jobs after Sarah talked about Big Wiener and Big Bun. That'll do it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go Italy.